Roz and Mocha Show. Toronto's number one hit music station.
Yes, 92.5.
Deputy Mayor Norm Kelly, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Delighted to be here.
How are you?
My wife listens to your program every morning, and she was more excited than I was about the appearance.
Well, good morning, Mrs. Kelly.
And glad to see you were excited.
Well, seeing you two guys in person,
yeah.
I am delighted to be here, and you guys are worth being excited over.
Oh.
Well, thank you very much again for joining us.
So from, I don't even know where to start here. There's so much gold. Let's start with Remembrance Day real quick and Rob Ford. A lot of people are questioning whether Rob should do the address at Remembrance Day.
Well, the mayor and I discussed this, and my advice to him was that he should go.
Yeah.
My dad served in the Royal Canadian Air Force in the Second World War, and like a lot of veterans, he didn't talk much about that experience, but I've always remembered him saying that you salute the office and not the man. And so I think for this very solemn occasion, mm-hmm. the mayor of the city of Toronto has to be there representing all the people of Toronto. And what you have to do in this instance is make that separation between the office and the man. And I would encourage everyone to take their political opinions and their personal opinions and set them aside so that all of us can be united in this solemn remembrance.
But does character not matter?
Of course character matters.
That's what people have a problem with.
All right, and I understand they have a problem with it, but what we're doing is looking at this very tightly focused context, and that is the appearance of the chief magistrate of the city at this most solemn occasion, and the mayor must be there.
Somebody that you think should take a break.
That's correct.
Right.
And but he hasn't made that decision yet.
Right. Should he?
That was my advice in confidence and now in public. Yes, I think he should, and he should do it not only for the sake of good government, but for his own personal interests as well.
Right.
So, Deputy Mayor, what have your conversations been like behind closed doors?
I can't tell you everything. I can't go into all the details of that conversation because I think most of it still has to be has to remain in confidence.
Right.
But let's say as friends,
you guys are talking. What have those conversations been like?
Well, you know, you're not only talking as friends, but you're talking as political allies.
Mm-hmm.
My advice to him was always not only in his best interest personally, the interest of his family. It was also in the interest of good government and, frankly, his political survival. So, you know, he's a feisty guy. He was an offensive lineman in football, and he's used to that clash of the line, you know, the battle in the trench. And so his natural inclination is to stand and fight. So with that type of personality, and it's not just Rob. A lot of people share that persona. You have to keep talking. You have to keep coming back and reviewing things and keep him engaged in the conversation.
Did anybody at any point, because there's really two things the way I see it, and I'm just talking as a guy who has lived in this city for a lot of years. There seems to be two things. There's the whole drug thing because it's very sexy. It's a scandal. You know, it's what we see on television. It's a mayor who smokes crack. That's very sexy. Then there's the other whole other deal, which is who he hangs around with and who he vouches for. And did anybody at any point go, what the hell are you hanging around Lisi for? Did anybody question his absolute just loyalty and friendship to a guy that had that kind of record?
The short answer is yes.
Yeah.
That's been brought to his attention.
By you?
And a lot of other people.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Mayor, you've got to take the time off to consider a lot of things, among them the people with whom you've been associated on a personal basis for a very long time. These friends are not helping you politically. They're certainly not helping you health-wise, because they're a source of all the personal problems that you're experiencing. So, you know, it's take a look at your friends and maybe it's time to change.
Because the crack seems almost the lesser of the two. It's like you're apologizing for the fireworks in the attic when you got a cannon in the basement.
Yeah. Well, the emerging narrative right now in the story is not so much the mayor's personal behavior, but the implications of being in the public's eye so close to guys that have a criminal past.
It's criminal activity.
And,
just
as likely a criminal future.
Do you not think that that is a far more serious thing than smoking crack?
Yes.
That the implications
yes,
that he may
that
be
has,
tied
that
up.
That has very... from the public's perception, and I think from that of his colleagues on council, that has a greater impact on good government than his own personal habits. Because some guys could have habits that they practice privately, but publicly still be able to do their job. And you guys in the entertainment business probably know that better than I do.
Yeah. Is the need for him to go away for a while to sort of deal with any sort of addictions that he may have, or is the reason he should go away for a while is to just go away for a while?
Well, he's got to get his personal life in order. He's got to look after his health.
Yeah.
He's got to look after the state of his marriage. I'm not his family. He's got to look after his kids. He's got to reflect on the friends that he has.
Yeah.
He's got to figure out how he pulls all this together, and I think he may need professional help to do that. And as well, he's got to come back at the top of his game. He's got to be able, once again, to set the course of direction for City Hall. He's got to assure his allies, the members of the mayor's party, in quotes, that he's capable of leading.
And telling the truth.
Yeah. That's off. He's got to be. Yes.
Right? And telling the truth. There's a minimum that we expect from people that you elect into office. And I think at the very, very bottom of that, you can do a lot of things, but I think we expect to just tell the truth.
Well, he should be able to do that when he comes back. But here's something that concerns me. Everyone has urged him to take a certain course of action.
Yeah.
Take the time to step aside. Get your life in order, come back at the top of your game, govern effectively, and campaign effectively. But will the media let him do this? Will they give him the space? Will you guys give him the space to do this? Or will he get up every morning and see the media camped out at the foot of his driveway? Will cars follow him?
If there wasn't the truth to find, I wouldn't go looking for it.
But would you show up if you found out where he was seeking professional help? Would you be there at the door? Mr. Mayor?
No, but no.
I don't think people would.
I don't think somebody's going to walk up to his rehab.
No.
I don't. But I'll tell you, if there's a, you know, nobody would go digging for the truth if there wasn't a truth to find, you know, and that's what's really been going on right now.
Deputy Mayor, Norm Kelly joins us on the Roz and Mocha Show. In your opinion, do you think that Mayor Rob Ford will take the advice of everybody and take some time off?
Well, we're hoping so.
Yeah.
But he's a big guy. He was an offensive lineman in football. You know, he's used to the battle in the trenches, you know, that violent collision that goes on every play. Guys like me who played football playing safety, I might get dirt on my uniform occasionally, but this guy has the temperament of a football lineman. He's used to the clash. But I've noticed in the last few days that he's listening more intently than he had initially.
Yeah.
So I'm optimistic.
Well, there you have it. Do you ever smell like booze at work? You ever smell that on him?
No.
No?
No.
What do you smell like?
I don't get that close to...
I was just curious.
We don't.
I was just curious.
You know,
I've never
hugging in the
office. I was just curious.
You know?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I was just curious.
We don't hug. We don't dance.
You know? I don't know. You know, maybe comes in, curious. I don't know, man.
Deputy Mayor Norm Kelly, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Roz and
Mocha
Show.
Great to see you guys.
Say hi to your wife for us.
I'll give her a big hug. That's someone who smells beautifully.
See, there you go. Yeah.
All right.
More on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.